Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I would like to share with all of you two messages given by St. Michael the Archangel and a message given by both our Lord Jesus Christ and the Mother of God to Marie Julie Jehany. Therefore, please take a moment in sharing this video with others, as we hope that this video will reach as many people as possible to the conversion of sinners and salvation of souls. Let us now humbly ask the Most Holy Spirit to lead us in all ways, including the discerning of the messages within this video. As for God, all things are possible. And with trust and love, please join me and say, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy His consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In an ecstasy, dated on the 29th of September, 1879, St. Michael said, Scandals will pass before your eyes. Just pray and invoke the divine mercy. You should expect to see it at all. The heart of the Church is more than a bleeding wound. It does not demand or request the conversion of poor sinners. Today, crime is carried to the altar. The Lord is offended by those who should serve Him. On the same day, St. Michael also said, There is a law for which they aim. The ministers of God will continue on. They will be robbed, in all, but that which is absolutely necessary. The time will come when they will be forced to dress like the common man to escape the infernal cruelty of their enemies. These enemies want the church to be the scene or theater of infernal dances. This is what they seek, and this, unfortunately, too, especially in those cities where the faith is degenerated. There will even be priests who will not have the courage to defend the religion. For God, this is the pain that is the most heartbreaking. It is the celebration of the mysteries of the holy religion which enrages the most enemies. They think that, if it were not for the Mass, the people who live in remote country places would be easy to change. They hope to lead them into their schemes with money. This will come to pass shortly before the terrible fighting. Such is the idea the enemies of religion will come up with. They will send out peddlers with the wages of hell. On the 6th of April, 1877, our Lord Jesus said, I turn my eyes to this wicked city, ungrateful city, Paris. Are you not built on a mountain of sins? Have you not spilled rivers of blood? In the past, you gave me martyrs. Today, you populate hell and depopulate heaven. Yes, my justice will visit you. You, Christian families, who still bear the cross at the bottom of your heart, the memory of my blessings, stay away from this ungrateful city that will perish by my justice. And on the 14th of July, 1876, Our Lady appeared to Marie Julie Jehany, teaching her on how to console Jesus. Mary Julie Jahani said, "Good Immaculate Mother, what can we do to console him, this sweet and loving Jesus in our souls?" The Blessed Virgin said, "Oh, love him for so many souls who do not love him. Tell him in the simplicity of your heart, 'I wish to love you for so many souls who do not love you.'" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. O glorious Prince Saint Michael, Chief and Commander of the Heavenly Host, Guardian of souls, Vanquisher of rebel spirits, servant in the house of the Divine King and our admirable conductor. You who shine with excellence and superhuman virtue, deliver us from all evil who turn to you with confidence, and enable us by your gracious protection to serve God more and more faithfully every day. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. To you, O Blessed Joseph, do we come in our afflictions, and having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also. Through that charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embraced the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the chosen children of Jesus Christ. O most loving Father, ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty Protector, be kind to us and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As once you rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield too each one of us by your constant protection, so that supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Let us also recite the act of contrition together, to ask God for forgiveness over all of the mortal, venial, and public sins which we have committed, that he may grant us the grace to feel remorseful over all of these sins, and bring us to true repentance, and to give us the necessary graces to do all of the necessary penances in atonement for our sins, and to never commit these grievous sins anymore. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for watching, and may God pour down an abundance of graces and blessings upon all of us. Till next time, stay blessed and keep praying.